Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. Ron will have a good, but here's another good. Saturday, May 1st, Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. and Chris the Nightmare Areola, arguably the two best Mexican heavyweight boxers in history, squaring off at a Fox Sports pay-per-view main event. This is an all-Mexican boxing extravaganza with three pay-per-view undercard matchups featuring exciting all-action toss-up fights. The pay-per-view begins at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. It is priced at $49.99. Buy the pay-per-view at foxsports.com/PPV and watch it on any screen. That's Saturday, May 1st, this coming Saturday at foxsports.com/PPV. It's Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. against Chris the Nightmare Areola, and you watch it on any screen. All right, let's get the good of the day, Ron Culver.
You know, every once in a while you have a baseball game when there's a blowout.
Yes.
And it's a midweek game.
That's
nothing's
right.
Really on the line, especially this early in the season. So you get a little tasty treat. And we got such a tasty treat yesterday with the Braves and the Cubs.
That's right. Complete annihilation of the Cubs by the Braves.
Yeah. Game was 10-0. So why is the coach of the manager of the Cubs escaped me right now? It doesn't matter.
It was Ross.
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Dave Ross. Dave Ross decided to have a little bit of fun, threw Anthony Rizzo out onto the mound.
Yes, I saw this. This was pretty nice.
Now, Anthony Rizzo, you may not know, sports the best ERA by a major league pitcher ever.
Ever in the history of the game.
In the history of the game. So he put that on the line yesterday. I can't remember who he grounded out. Then he ended up walking Ronald Acuna Jr. And then Freddie Freeman comes up to the plate. Now, one thing you need to know about these two is that they're really good friends. As they would be, you know, National League first basemen. They kind of have a friendship. And Rizzo ended up striking out Freddie Freeman.
Brilliant.
It was, I mean, it's fun. The best part about it is here's Freddie Freeman after the game talking about such strikeout.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh, guys, that's going to be over me forever. I had such a good night going, too, and I couldn't stop laughing as I'm going up to the plate. It's a recipe for disaster when you face position players, especially one of your friends, too. So, that's one strike I'm okay with, I guess.
Now he's lying there.
No, he's lying. Well, he was having good, he had a good night. He had a home run and a double. Like, he drove in three.
I think everyone had a home run last night.
They had five last night. They had
they were just teeing off
in the first inning. They had Marcelo Zuna and Austin Riley had home runs in the first inning of the game. So Atlanta winning 10-0. But yeah, but I have a quick question: positional players. Is it because you're not getting a read on them? You're not really sure what you're getting, so it's difficult for the batter to sort of get a groove with a pitcher.
Maybe. I have no idea why it would be so hard.
Difficult? Because I would, you know, my natural, all things being equal mindset would be, if a positional player is up there throwing the baseball and he's not a normal pitcher, then you could just tee off on him, right? I mean, he's just probably not throwing anything with any real movement, nothing, anything real spicy.
Right. And he wasn't. Right? I mean, Anthony Rizzo threw like his fastball was about 70, mid-70s.
That probably throws you off because you're not preparing for that. You can't time it out.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's kind of, that's
just kind of fun when that,
it is fun.
You know, when we have stuff like that happen, you know, because they're far and few between.
That's right. All right, what's the dumb, the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that billions of genetically modified mosquitoes will be released in Florida over the next 2 years, starting this week.
What is the story? But what is this story?
Basically,
about genetically
what this
modified
is,
mosquitoes are what?
The genetically modified mosquitoes, they're all male mosquitoes, created in a laboratory in England. And the whole process is that this strand of mosquito, this Franken mosquito, when it mates with another mosquito, it prevents young females from being born.
Oh, so they're trying to eliminate mosquitoes from the population eventually?
Eventually, yes.
I don't like that.
No.
Because I'm a big advocate of the food chain.
We all hate mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
No, nobody likes a mosquito.
No, right. But there is, like, I remember when Google was trying to, like, we're going to eliminate mosquitoes because they carry malaria and disease. There's no question.
Yeah.
Like, but there's a food chain, right? Like, certain creatures eat the mosquitoes, and it's just a circle of life. Like, that could be pretty problematic if you get rid of mosquitoes, right?
I would think so.
I'm not a nature scientist, so maybe there's a nature scientist out there that's like, nah, you're wrong. Mosquitoes, well, wouldn't bother anybody. I don't know. Listen, I
think if you eliminate one element of the food chain, there's a trickle-down effect.
When I was living in New Hampshire, there was a story in the paper about this golf course up north that in the northern part of New Hampshire, it's very woodsy, and mosquitoes are awful. I mean, they are just awful. And they tried doing pesticides, they tried doing everything. But what they came up with, and this was kind of the big story, kind of one of those cool little end of the newscast stories, was they built bat houses, and they had bats. And bats would go out at dusk and eat everything in sight. They would eat a ton of their weight in mosquitoes every night. And it started to really affect the fact that there weren't mosquitoes bothering the golfers anymore. So I always come to the mosquito question with that bit of knowledge that bats eat this stuff like we do at a buffet in Vegas, right? They go crazy for mosquitoes. So if we eliminate the mosquito population, will the bats go, well, we'll just find another thing to eat? Or will the bats go, I'm starving. There's no more delicious mosquitoes to woof down on. I don't know.
I also always go back to Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, life finds a way.
Right. All the dinosaurs were genetically modified.
That's right.
Because they just said, you know, during the growing stage, they just eliminate that one protein that makes them females.
That's right. Well, we just denied them that.
Yeah.
I love the way that scientist said that.
And so they're pretty much doing the same thing here. Basically, female mosquitoes need an extra protein to be female mosquitoes. And right. So there'll be a lot of genetically modified male and genetically modified female mosquitoes being born.
I never understood why the Jurassic Park scientists just didn't make all the dinosaurs male.
Yeah.
Like the females, like, well, something could still, but if you don't make a male, then you eliminate that problem completely. Life really have a hard time finding a way.
Yep.
But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, all right. We'll see about this mosquito issue.
I know. I mean, hey, you know what? I hope it's an effort to not eliminate them altogether, maybe just eliminate the amount of them.
Right.
But I don't know how you do one without the other.
We when I was a kid, we had a bug zapper outside of our house that would go off constantly.
Yes.
Just zap, zap, zap all night long.
I mean, nobody likes mosquitoes, but at the same time, yeah, we do have to kind of think of the larger picture here. It's like, all right, if you get rid of the mosquito, does it eliminate this fish?
Yeah,
you know, for like, you know, I learned firsthand, you know, used to wonder why in California there were no colorful birds. There aren't any colorful birds.
You like won't Orioles
get,
or cardinals.
Yeah, you won't get red cardinals. Every once in a while, maybe you see a robin. Like, you know, I've been living in Texas and I'm still blown away when I see a red cardinal or a blue jay.
Oh,
I'm like, wow, look at the colors. Wow. And that's pretty much because in California, I mean, you know, for years and years and years, they use pesticides, which killed all the bugs, which eliminated those birds who fed on those bugs, and those birds went elsewhere.
Oh, good point. Good point. You know, one time I was in my back porch, and I saw an oriole land on my fence, and I went, wow, that's really far away from Baltimore. And then I went, wait a minute, stop. An oriole could be anywhere.
They could be.
A little silliness,
but you know what?
For me.
Every time I see a cardinal, I think, wow, shouldn't they be around St. Louis?
Right. That's what I do.
Even though those cardinals came from Chicago?
They're everywhere. All right, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. This is a good dumb. This is a good dumb. We have to thank some people out there.
Okay.
Because May 4th, all you got to do is download the McDonald's app, pull up the little coupon for May 4th, and you get a free McFlurry.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
As long as the ice cream machine is working, by the way.
Is it Star Wars-y themed?
No. That's a good answer, though.
All right.
No, the reason why is because I guess apparently, and this is where it falls into the dumb category, there have been countless amounts of people who mistook the spoon for a straw.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you've ordered a McFlurry.
Yeah.
They have
it's a hollow out.
Yeah.
spoon, but I've always used it as a spoon.
Right. A lot of people thought, since it was hollowed out, that that was just an oversized square straw.
So they never pulled it out and said, oh, look at that. It's a spoon. I'll just eat it with this.
God, didn't see that coming. So, but thankful to them, free McFlurries for all May 4th.
Okay, can I make a comment here? All right, I see this all the time because my town has a lot of chain restaurants, okay? A lot of chain restaurants that are in the corporate pyramid, right? A lot of mom and pops don't do this, but a lot of corporate restaurants do this, and I'm urging you to stop. If you complain about anything, the manager is likely to go, comped. Like, if you go, I don't like this burger, like, the lettuce is a little wilted, you don't have to pay for it. Like, I don't know, these fries are just a little salty. We're just going to take that off your bill. Stop doing it, because it leads people to go into your place going, all you got to do is find something wrong, and they just take it off, because the corporation wants to make you happy, and they don't want bad Yelp reviews, or they don't want you hitting them up on Twitter, so they'll comp the entire bill. Sometimes, like, oh, I'm sorry, your steak was a little overdone. We'll cook you a new one, and then you'll get that filet for free. I see it all the time in these chain restaurants that we go to in our town. This is exactly that. McDonald's should have said, I'm horrifically sorry you thought that was a straw, but if you just pull that stupid thing out of the McFlurry, you would have seen it was a spoon. Well, we are not giving away free McFlurries to you idiots who thought it was a straw. If I was McDonald's, I would have said, that's a you problem. That's your issue. I'm sorry. It's a spoon.
Well, the other part of it,
it's
too,
so
that
thick you can't even slurp it from that thing.
Exactly. That's where I was going with, is why when you order a McFlurry, you're basically getting like a mixed sundae.
Right.
Why would you think you could suck it into a straw anyways?
Stop giving away steak dinners because the broccoli was cold.
Yeah.
Like, please stop doing that.
May 4th. You can get no purchase necessary. You can get a free caramel brownie McFlurry.
Well, also, on the flip side, this is pretty good marketing for McFlurries, right?
Yes.
If I'm going to go to McDonald's to get a McFlurry, I might as well get lunch too.
Right.
So that's the flip side of the only thing people complain, you know.
The only thing you need to do is just download the app and you'll get the coupon right from there.
There you go.
And then also from May 3rd to May 9th, you can get a free McFlurry based on a purchase of like $15 or more or something.
All right, not bad. So some of you out there, you guys have helped humanity.
Yes.
By allowing us to get free.
But that's only if that stupid ice cream machine is working.
That's right.
At McDonald's, because, you know, there's an app for that too, by the way.
There is an app for people who, like, if there's a working McDonald's ice cream machine, they put it on the app.
I'm pretty certain we talked about it within this segment that it was been so bad that McDonald's had to put out an app.
Brilliant.
Or somebody put out an app saying, hey, here's where the ice cream machines are working or broken down or something like that.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
And what did we find out? That most of the time they're not even broken down. It's just that they were too lazy to clean it.
Exactly. All right. Josh Alper of ProFootballTalk.com is going to join us. We'll talk draft. We'll talk where the Niners may go with that 3 pick and what does it mean for Jimmy Garoppolo. Are the Patriots interested in a quarterback? Just his thoughts on round one, which will happen tonight. But coming up next, what could the numbers be for the ratings? And will it outdo another major event? That's coming up next on Wake Up Call.